Treefort kicks off in downtown Boise on Wednesday. As hundreds of bands descend on the city of trees, Boise State Public Radio is getting in on the action. We're co-hosting a show with the Record Exchange. Eric Jones spoke to the artist featured at the show.
Liz Cooper is the singer and songwriter for the Nashville-based band Liz Cooper and the Stampede, just one of the more than 400 artists who will perform in Boise at the 8th annual Treefort. Now she's a working musician, but earlier in life, Liz contemplated the path of a competitive golfer.
I've been playing golf my whole life, but I've also been listening to music my whole life, and I've just always gravitated towards instruments. So from there, it's just kind of grown into what I'm doing now.
Now she's touring in support of her band's debut full-length album, Window Flowers. Turnout at shows has been good, and concertgoers are sharing how much they like the songs. The band is headlining in a number of stops across the country and will appear at the Newport Folk Festival in midsummer. One NPR music reviewer called Window Flowers a gorgeously arranged and performed bouquet of psychedelia-tinged folk rock. The Night, one song from the album performed here acoustic and solo, exemplifies Cooper's guitar style, smoky rich voice, and personal lyrics.
Let's just forget the world for now and all our problems that weigh us down, just like the wind moving through the trees. Come lose yourself and dance with me.
Liz Cooper and the Stampede will perform for the first time in Idaho with two sets at Treefort. Liz herself is a fan of many of the bands who will perform at the festival, appreciates the variety of artists, and is pleased to be part of the event.
I've known about it for a bunch of years, just through friends playing the festival, and it seems like a lot of people that I really enjoy know people that help run the festival or are somehow involved. I think it should be really cool.
The Stampede are comprised of bassist Grant Prettyman and drummer Ryan Usher. Liz shared her thoughts on the importance of the group's camaraderie while traveling their way across the country.
Oh, it's huge. These are like my brothers, and we're around each other 24/7. So you have your ups and downs, but we are out here doing what we love to do. And so I'm glad that they're on this journey with me.
Prior to performing this week, the group spent a number of days at a cabin in McCall, Idaho, where they were collaborating and writing new music. And about living the life of a touring musician, Cooper says,
it's a very romantic thing being out here touring, but also it's grueling. And we're just in a van constantly driving, and we don't get to see very much of these cities that we tour to because we have a very tight schedule. It's a beautiful thing being out here, but it's also definitely, you know, the realities of it are very different than what people think they are.
Psychedelia-tinged folk, ambient rock, whatever you call it, Liz Cooper and the Stampede are pragmatic about their desire to share their music with the world. For Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Eric Jones.